Exclusive, Trump-backed Bohines, Republicans in the Majority Need to Investigate, Hold Agencies Accountable. By Jacob Bliss on August 21, 2022. Bohines, the Trump-backed Republican running for Congress in North Carolina's 13th Congressional District, said on Breitbart News Saturday that a GOP majority in the House needs to investigate things that the American people are actually concerned about and hold government agencies accountable. I think that in the next Congress, it's more important now than ever that we have strong conservatives that are actually stand up and use the institutions that are there to investigate things that Americans care about, he stated on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Saturday. Republicans going into the majority, he argued, can't play idle ball on the sidelines and to sit there and hope something happens. We actually have to act, we have to do it. That's why it's so important that we just have conservatives who are actually willing to move and are motivated to get things done. The Trump-backed Republican added that for too long Democrats have used government as a weapon to target conservatives. He said that when the Republicans take back the House majority, they should just completely flip it on its side. We should investigate what's happening with the corruption in the Biden family, and in the Biden administration. Hines spoke about having the Republicans in Congress flip the January 6 sham committee and use it to investigate things that the American people are actually concerned about, such as the fourth unregulated branch of government that basically has no oversight and preys on the American people. He further explained that the American people should all be concerned about the unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago, the former president's residence. If this can happen to a former president, and most likely future president, it can happen to any of us. Hines also noted that there has been no accountability for agencies like the FBI, DOJ, and IRS for the past decade, leading to their political weaponization, which he said is absolutely absurd. As Breitbart News has reported, the Republicans only need to net 5 seats in the midterms to win over the majority. In fact, after the Democrats took control of the House in 2018, the Republicans in 2020 left them with the slimmest majority in modern history and gave themselves the upper hand in the midterms. The Republicans winning the majority in the House gives the party the upper hand in setting the agenda. Additionally, losing the House will make it nearly impossible for President Joe Biden to easily pass the most radical parts of his agenda before the next presidential election. Republicans are currently projected to win a majority of between 12 and 35 seats. The next Congress, when we have the majority, will continue to exercise power in a way we haven't done really for a long time in the conservative movement, Hines said, having high hopes of taking back the majority and being elected to Congress in North Carolina. That's why we need strong fighters that are up there, because we can't just sit back and be run over by Democrats. We've gotten our teeth kicked in for decades at a time. I've seen a lot on the campaign trail that we've looked at the word compromise too advantageously for too long. And compromise does not always equate to progress. And we're gonna compromise our way out of the country here pretty soon if we don't stand up for what our values are. A recent RMG research poll found that Hines would win the race against his Democrat opponent, Wally Nickel. Out of 400 likely midterm voters in the district from July 31 to August 6, 44% said they would vote for Hines, compared to the 39% who said they would vote for Nickel, which is slightly outside of the 4.9% margin or error. It's time for conservative Republicans to go on offense. We'd play defense for too long, Hines said. As a result, we've ended up with a lot of this overbloated government spending that we have, this overbloated government overreach that we have, and people are just sick and tired of it. We can no longer afford to compromise on things that undermine the values that we hold near and dear to our hearts, the United States of America. Breitbart News Saturday airs on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.